True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
D'Amico Rines, if you are listening on the Odyssey app, or if you do have the Odyssey app, D'Amico Rines spoke to the media. Getting a little closer to game day. We get spicy, D'Amico, getting a little closer to go time. And it was a great, great presser. If you are a Houston Texans fan, you probably got to listen to that. You can use that rewind feature. What time was that, Ron? What time was that we had D'Amico?
We had D'Amico on around 2:40.
Around that 2:40 mark. So you might want to go back and listen to that. It was really good. It'll give you a little insight into several different things that are happening right now with the Texans. And I do want to revisit one of those things. And I don't know if there's a huge conversation to be had around it, but I know as a Texans fan, I like to be informed. And we've been left out in the dark on what the hell's going on with Joe Mixon. And not only are you left out in the dark, but you're also depending on Nick Chubb, who is obviously getting up there in age, coming off a couple of injuries. I think he's better than most people give him credit for. Maybe has a little more tread left on the tires, and I want to see all about it. But you're still lesser than at the running back position because Joe Mixon is not there. And, again, we've been kind of left in the dark of what's going on with Joe Mixon. Nobody has seen the guy. There's been some reports that clearly flustered D'Amico, flustered Nick Caserio, but we don't know what's going on. Well, I don't know what spurred it today, but somebody decided they were going to ask about Joe Mixon. Here is D'Amico Ryans when he was asked about Joe Mixon's status right now.
Yeah, we're rolling with the guys that are here. That's the main thing. We miss Joe, miss his energy and his enthusiasm and everything that he brought to our team. But we continue to press forward. Hope he's doing well.
What caught me right there, Ron, was the hope he's doing well part. That is a
well, kicking it off with we're rolling with the guys we got, and then the dismount of hope he's doing well.
Yeah. I mean, when you compare that to the reports on you know, Braxton Berrios and the reports on Christian Kirk of hey man, I'm not giving too much insight into it, but they're trending in the right direction. They're going to be back with the team sooner rather than later, and we'll keep you updated. We'll keep you updated on their status. You know, whereas with the Joe thing, it seemed like it was a little bit more dismissive, a little bit more of, hey, we got guys in the building that can play. And then the dismount was one that left me in a spot about, I'm not real sure that the team knows how well Joe Mixon is or isn't doing. Because we're talking about the little bit of information that I've been able to kind of gather on the Joe Mixon front was apparently, obviously, the injury happened outside of team control, right? And it seems like what I've kind of heard is that there were some treatments for that foot injury, again, outside of team control that may not have taken real well. And so anytime you're an organization and a player can't play, you're going to be frustrated. Anytime you're an organization and a player gets injured outside of your – because that's why you hear D'Amico constantly encouraging people to come work out, spend the offseason in Houston, right? We want you here. You can get better here. That's going to rub coaches and general managers the wrong way. And then if you choose to treat that said injury that happened outside the organization, then that's probably not going to sit well either. And then over that same span of time, the organization goes out and signs Nick Chubb. I do wonder, Ron, kind of how the team sits. And I'm not asking you to comment on if you don't want to or even pinpoint of what the team is thinking, but it sure seems like the two parties, the Texans and Joe Mixon, aren't hunky-dory.
Well, Clint, I will comment on this. I know that, and I'm going somewhere with this, I know for me, when I think of power in the organization, I kind of equate that to who's got the best and the most job security. And I think only Cal and Hannah and Miss Janice McNair have more job security than D'Amico Ryans. They're the only people in the organization that I think right now have more job security than them.
Yep.
So that means he is one of the most powerful people in the organization. We all know there is no way in hell. The way if you listen to that, it just seems like, hey man, he has no involvement in the injury. We clearly know, as he being as powerfully as he is in the organization, and Joe Mixon being one of his most important players, he only had 3 Pro Bowlers last year. Joe Mixon was one of them. We all clearly know there's no way that it is just that. Hell, Joe Espada gives us more about players that are in the minors, and we know he ain't got as much power. There is no way that he is just in the, we hope he's doing all right. No, hell, he knows more and is purposefully, you know, being vague on that, which just leads you to, well, what's that about?
Yeah.
Why is he almost acting like he doesn't have any idea? Like, I hope he's doing well.
Yeah, it's an interesting situation. And look, as fans, make of it what you will. I just wanted you to hear that it wasn't your normal injury report of, he's trending in the right direction. We hope to have him back in 4 to 6 weeks kind of deal. Seems like they may be on the outs there. We'll keep you posted on what else.
Weird at the very least.
Yeah, just for a guy that typically, you know, keeps everything tight to vest and does not change tone or anything, that was an interesting message about Joe Mixon. I'm Clint Stern alongside Ron Ugly. Tyler Milner's back on the ones and twos in the studio. And, again, we are at Buffalo Wild Wings, 17195 Tomball Parkway South. Over in Katy, come on through and hang out with us. Guys, there was one thing, I think, on the defensive side of the football that was a little bit of an issue last week. I think if you listen to D'Amico, it was about, I think, Kamari Lassiter had his eyes in the backfield one time and got beat over the top for a touchdown, which, by the way, was in a tremendous throw by Matthew Stafford. There's about 5 or 6 guys in the league that are making that throw, by the way. That was a big league throw. But nonetheless, you got a DB that's got his eyes in the backfield. And then I think the two that I can – specifically remember the last play of the game that put the nail in the coffin, I think Jalen Petrie's eyes were in the backfield. And Ron, you mentioned a stat yesterday. I think you said you went, when you watched the film, you counted how many times.
Yeah, 9 completions on.
Actual completions.
I didn't even count all
targets,
the times.
Right.
9 completions with Adams and Puka Nacua being covered by 9 corners.
Yeah. Here's the deal. With the Texans, I think we're going to see the 3 safety set. When I say 3 safety set, I'm talking Bullock in the middle, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, and Jalen Petrie on each side. And you can play all kind of different coverages. You can rotate left or right as the quarterback sees it.
With 2 linebackers in there.
You can just do a whole lot of disguising. And not just – like a lot of disguising, I think defenses think they're smarter than they are. And in reality, I'm keying one guy, and that guy's going to tell me everything about your defense. The way that D'Amico's got this thing set up with that 3 safety set, I'm not going to call Petrie a nickel defender for the context of this conversation. I'm calling him a safety. You know, you can roll either one of those guys down. You can roll them both down and play man. You can roll them both down and play 3. You can roll one back and play 2 or quarters or vice versa. And I think that's going to be the staple of this defense, and it should be, because you're going to be a pressure. You believe you can stop the run, and you can get pressure with your front 4 and definitely with your front. And so that's the way it should be. And I don't think they're going to venture off from that very often. But I do believe, Ron, that we are going to see Kamari Lassiter at the nickel defender position. In key
you think so?
Yeah, I do. I do. We saw it some last year as the season went along. And I think we're going to see Kamari Lassiter in the slot at that nickel defender position, and then play 2 true safeties, and then let him be the nickel on either side, and use him accordingly.
Well, who comes on the field?
Jalen Petrie comes off, and Kamari Lassiter comes on. That absolutely
and
has
Smith plays outside.
Smith
or something
plays
like that.
Outside. Yeah, I think that's. I mean, that's, at least that's the guy that they seem to have the most confidence in behind those top 2 corners. But I think that has to happen, Ron. You just can't You know, because here's the thing is the Texans are a good enough football team that they're one of the better I honestly think they're going to be, even with last week's awful showing on offense, I think they're still going to be one of the better top, let's go top third teams in the league, right? And, you know, when you have that, games are going to come down to one possession a lot of the times.
Yep.
You know, we've heard D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio talk about one possession games all the damn time, right? So it's obviously going to happen. And in that situation, he's got to have a better answer, man. You know, if it's an obvious passing situation, he's got to have an answer. If it's an obvious running situation, but you've got a gambler in the play caller position with a veteran quarterback and he might throw it on 3rd and 7 or 3rd and 8 instead of run it and chew the clock, you got to have a better answer. And I don't know that he could have a better answer than Kamari Lassiter. Because let's be honest, you put Kamari Lassiter in Jalen Petrie's place, you get the same instincts. You get the same physicality, right? You just get a better cover guy.
Yeah.
And so I think we see Kamari Lassiter at the nickel defender position to answer the issue that the one I think that was a glaring issue that we saw on the defense when we played the Rams. I think the change up there is Kamari Lassiter at that nickel position. I think we see it.
Yeah. They've got to do something, Clint, because listen, I think the defense was really, really good in this game. 14 points to the Rams on the road should be enough. But it sucks, and I think CJ's living in a little bit of this, but there are certain spaces that these are the premier players. These are the guys that you got to have that they just don't get. For this team to win the way you want it to, they don't get the chance to have the mistakes like that. They can't have errors.
Yeah.
And I think it is an error to an important downs, especially as many important downs.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
As they had to have those easy matchups for a guy like Matthew Stafford to be able to see and go to. And it'll happen again this week. We just heard about the rookie that the Bucs have and Baker Mayfield. It is an error to me on third downs or big plays in the red zone that he knows he has that matchup against Gardner Johnson or Petrie, and you allow that to happen. I just think there are other ways. You don't even have to blitz with your defense because you can get pressure with your guys on the edge.
Yeah.
So they've got to fix that. They cannot get 5, 6, 7 first downs completed on matchups like that.
Yeah, I agree. The Kamari Lassiter thing is just it's we saw it some last year. I just think we see it. We see it soon.
They've got pieces to do it, right?
You got the weapons to do it. It makes sense. It's a luxury of having those guys. I just see it happening. Ron, did I just see what I think I saw? Did the Astros get complete game?
Yeah. He had been rolling through. I saw he had retired maybe 13 in a row.
I don't know.
Somebody got on him. I just looked
up, and the Blue Jays starter was in the handshake line. So
Yep. Kevin Gausman.
Two hits and no runs will do that for you.
Did they go two hits and no runs?
Good God.
Good hell,
that is brutal. By the way, while we're on the brutal train here, hey, boys. Have y'all been to Starbucks lately?
I have not.
Last weekend, I think.
Tyler.
Yes, sir.
They're taking the tipping stuff to a whole nother level.
There you go. Tipping right there. Here you go.
I like taking the tipping to a whole nother level.
Still tipping, huh?
Always.
Get that reference.
Do you know what they did to me? And it takes, I mean, God bless her, so it takes everything I can not to really let the little girl at the window have it, you know? I said, I ordered my order, and I went up there and got to the window. She's going to stick that damn machine out there. She's going to stick that machine out there. Well, I'm going to let you answer one question. I mean, in my car.
You're in the drive-thru.
In the drive-thru.
Stick it out. They got a little pole or something.
I'm gonna let you answer one question. You know what that question was?
What?
How much your ass gonna tip?
Yeah.
Two, five, or two, whatever it was. It wasn't even a percentage. It's a dollar amount. I said, boy, I tell y'all, not you. I mean, you
tipped her ass.
Hey, well, I mean, it's done gone to the point of like, it's one thing to flip the screen around and ask me to tip with somebody that when I'm ordering right there. It's another thing when you lean out that window, big head out the window, and you lean the machine in my car. Like, now you look at me dead in the eye.
It has me to smile and not tip.
Oh.
If you want to do that. You want to do me like that?
I couldn't do it. That gal was excited about her job, and I had to. I mean,
if she was good, that's another thing. But,
well, I mean, it was, I mean,
I don't know how long I mean, you were I, there to I mean, see how good she was.
Well, last time I checked, the tip wasn't about just being good. I mean, at like taking an order, a tip was being given service. I mean, but now I guess we're just into taking the order and asking for a tip, I guess.
I guess.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.